well. And you know, that's Derek Cram. That one I can really bring up the name. And he was the young man that we did the DJ training with. When he first wanted to be a DJ with Teen Congress, I shook in my shoes because he was so young and shy. But again, in his community, he was the shy farm boy. And the other the people just kind of weren't willing to take this risk. He could go to Teen Congress and reinvent himself. And, you know, he was 14 years old when he DJed the cruise at Teen Congress for the first time. And I literally went quaking in my boots when the buses took us down to, that was when we would go out on a Lake Champlain boat for the dance. And we had always paid a commercial DJ to do that. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, please don't let this kid bomb. Because I had said to him, do you realize, you know, these guys are going to eat you alive if this doesn't work. You know, the buses pull up, the doors to the buses open, and you can hear this rock music just blaring from that boat. Get on that boat. This is a different kid. He's got on his red baseball cap, and he's got on his headphones, and he's behind that equipment, and he's a different guy. And I'm thinking, Mary, this is what it's all about. I mean, it chokes me up today to talk about this. That's our job. That's our job, to build citizens of tomorrow. And, you know, now he has his own business. He has strong self-esteem. We did that. We contributed to this person getting out of his little community and being who he wanted to be.